If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
A headline this morning reads, U.S. oil prices crash to their lowest level in over 21 years as storage runs out. Let's get more on that from the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. And we need to know what day this week to fill up. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I saw in my neighborhood $1.99 a gallon on the pump. Is it going to be going down this week?
Well, it should continue to drop across Chicagoland. You know, the deals are far better if you're crossing over into southern Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin, the cheapest state in the country today to fill your tank, and that pales in comparison to what we're paying in Illinois. So if you're close to Wisconsin, that may be the better place. But yes, indeed, prices will continue falling. Chicago's average now about $1.99 a gallon, though, of course, in suburbs you can find it for far less.
Yeah, I saw a note here from one of our listeners in Belvedere, $1.36 a gallon. And I'm really confused by this because there was a story, I think it was last week, about a new agreement with OPEC. And I saw that and I thought, nope, better fill up soon because I think they're going to be going up. But not true, huh?
Yeah, you know, you certainly were not the only one that had expected bad news from that. There were a lot of furious tweets on Twitter after the president said, you know, there was a deal with OPEC, thinking that gas prices would immediately go up. But not all situations are the same. There's so much margin still in what stations are making that, well, first of all, if oil prices had gone up, stations would have basically seen it absorbed by their margin. And second of all, oil prices haven't gone up, as you know, because we are still in a situation where until May 1st, OPEC is continuing to produce at their previous volume. So we still have, you know, close to 2 weeks of overproduction until that agreement kicks in. And that's why oil prices this morning are down about $15 a barrel.
Is Illinois going to see gas prices under a dollar a gallon?
You know, there are some places that are getting very close across the state. About the lowest we see this morning is at 109 a gallon at a Marathon in Kirkland. It could happen. I certainly wouldn't say it's guaranteed simply because of course, keep in mind, Illinois gas taxes went up last July. July. And so that's keeping prices a bit higher. But it's going to be very close. Some stations now within 10 cents a gallon of that.
And how will the virus affect all of this once we kind of get more under control and start reopening? What's going to happen to the gas prices at that point, do you think?
Well, I think it's going to take a long time to fully recover. We're going to have to see a significant amount of states reopen to see gasoline demand start going back up noticeably. So even if just, say, Illinois were back at work and everyone else is not, you know, we would still likely see some of the lowest prices. So it's going to likely take months for gas prices to start or get back up to at least, you know, half of what they used to be. But there certainly is room to believe that prices will not make a full recovery back past, say, $2.50 or $3 a gallon for quite some time. You know, some of those prices in the city were $3 before this started. They may not get back to that level for 6 to 12 months.
And what's the average price of a gallon now? Around $1.80?
That's right. Statewide is $1.82, but of course here in Chicagoland we're a little bit higher at about $1.99.
And last year at this time it was about $1 a gallon higher, wasn't it?
Oh, at least that. Here in Chicago it was $3.20 a year ago today, so a good $1.22 higher. The statewide average about $1.10 lower today than a year ago when it was $2.91.
If only we had some place to go.
That's right. Looking at the living room window at all these low prices.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Always good talking to you, Patrick. You have a good, healthy, safe day.
And you as well.